Sunset. Earlier this afternoon, a sailor shouted from the top of a mast, "Land!" Now we are running with the wind, tacking through the swells along a rugged shoreline. Directly ahead is a narrow channel that will allow us to sail between Sicily and Italy into the Tyrrhenian Sea. The water is extremely rough. The sailors are terrified and are crying out to their gods, Castor and Pollux, because they believe the whirlpool Charybdis is here, the one that pulls ships to the bottom of the ocean. Homer also wrote of this in his poem about Odysseus. Before I had time to work myself into a fright, we had sailed through, and there was Italy on our starboard side. O Isis, at the sight of this country, my heart dropped. My tranquility has fled. What folly to think I am prepared to face the fierce Romans.
It's been a while since Cleopatra has written about it, but we have to keep in mind what she and her father plan to do in Rome. They're going to try to persuade Caesar and the Roman army to go to Egypt with them and punish the people who are threatening the king. Cleopatra and her father have chosen the Romans because they have the fiercest and most powerful army. No wonder Cleopatra is scared. She has no idea how the Romans will react to their request. Let's keep reading. Start at the last paragraph on page 76, beginning with, "I stood."
I stood in the bow to feel the breeze coming off the land, to once again smell flowers and trees. The motion of the ship rising in the waves reminds me of riding Bucephalus, her fast, smooth canter. Oh, how I miss her! I looked down into the water, and my heart filled with gladness to see dolphins leaping alongside our ship, keeping